ค่ะ
This is the special two-hour Halloween Ghostly Talk. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. I'm Doug.
And I'm Scott L.
And this is Ghostly Talk.
I'm a little crusty today.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it.
I guess... I don't think I felt this crappy in a long time.
Well, you moved.
Yeah.
And I was at Phelps Mansion.
Yeah. Well, you were like, you had like, as far as the time factor goes... You were like, you should be like on the floor right now. You shouldn't even be here.
I have a feeling I'm existing only on caffeine.
Yeah. The Diet Pepsi has been flowing like an ever-flowing stream tonight.
Oh, definitely.
And I think it will throughout the next 2 hours. And your cigarettes will just be burning one after another each other. Yeah.
I have an idea. Let's go out, spend an entire evening in a haunted mansion, and then... and then do a two-hour show the next day.
Yeah, I mean, of all days, we picked to do a two-hour show. It had to be this weekend.
It was this weekend. I think
like a month ago, we said, hey, we're going to do a two-hour show. It's going to be great. We're going to have a ride. And we get here this weekend, and it finally comes out. I'm like, okay, what do I have to do tomorrow? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, okay, do we know anything about the origins of Halloween?
No.
So
I did my field research per usual this week, but it's been like, obviously, you know, you've heard our whining already. Doug actually got to go to Felt Mansion, which was super cool.
It's awesome. I've been talking about that for at least an hour and a half of our 2 hour show, maybe.
Yeah.
And you moved boxes.
Furniture.
So you've got rubbery legs, strained muscles,
headache.
Headache.
Twitching eye.
Lack of sleep.
Sinus problems. You name it. I'm here, dude.
It's awesome. But it's awesome that we got to do all this stuff. I mean, you had to move. But but we got to do all this stuff this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sort of coming to an end. Because I predict November 1st... a lot of our stuff's going to come to a screeching halt. I mean, we're still going to do Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and you know, do ghost hunting. But this madness, this, like, fall madness is just going to, like, fortunately slow down quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that has to do a lot with the season. We've both been going pretty nuts lately.
We
really didn't understand it. And then I think you just hit the nail.
It's like, I know. I'll schedule 87 things at the same time.
That's exactly
what's going on.
Yeah. At least in my life. I was looking at all these things I have to have done at least by Tuesday. I'm going.
So if anyone's a qualified psychiatrist, we need one.
Mm-hmm.
Just please. To bounce off of.
And we have the perfect couch here too.
Oh, the couch is.
I'm afraid
awesome.
I'll fall asleep. That thing is.
Couch in the haunted basement studios is comfy, comfy.
Oh,
yeah,
God, it's wonderful. What do you think, Jim? You like it? Oh, this guy, he's done.
Speaking of which,
Jim is going to be. You're going to hear him snoring pretty soon through the mics. I can't wait.
We have special guests in our studios tonight. We have Will.
We have Will.
How's everyone doing?
And he's with Michigan Ghostbusters, of course. And we have Jim,
who's
also with Michigan Ghostbusters.
Say it really loud. Hi.
Hi.
Awesome.
Am I really a special guest anymore? I'm here every week.
I don't know.
Just keep showing up.
Just keep showing up. Eventually you'll be Ghostly Talk.
Yeah. It's an open forum, you know. Whoever wants to keep coming here and hanging out, you know, be part of the show, too.
We should, like, get a four-mixer mic or something, or a four... Mike Mixer.
Yeah.
Just run a thing outside for the ice cream man as well. Although now with that
you
time
just get
change,
him a cordless set and hook him to the board as he's driving around.
Yeah.
You know, we'll give him headphones.
But now with the time change, he didn't show up tonight. And the weather change.
Yeah.
He should come by with, like, hot chocolate and coffee.
Yeah. What's with that?
I sounds so good right now.
Oh, man.
Somebody's got to do a coffee run tonight. We got 2 hours. I mean, somebody has to do a coffee run tonight. Somebody,
do you know how fast this 2 hours is going to go?
Anybody out there that knows me, just jingle me on the cell phone. It's on vibrate. Let me know. Just come bring me some coffee or something. I'm hurting right now. What we got? We got our first pop-up of the night here. Let's see what we got.
Do we have a chat room on Yahoo?
We have a chat room on Yahoo.
We do not actually have a chat room on Yahoo. How do you create one?
There's been a lot of talk about that, though. We've been getting a lot of email about that and suggestions to start a chat room up.
Like the IRC kind of chat room or a Yahoo kind of chat room or an MSN kind of chat room, but I don't know. It's It's a little beyond me at the moment.
We're still trying to get the website straightened out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this silly website going. It's not silly. It's really, really professional. So far, I think only two people have seen it.
Yeah.
Our friend Lone Feather in Florida, he actually saw it. And
me?
You saw it.
Yeah.
And what was that?
True. Oh, my clothes! Oh, my God!
Paranormal Activity, yeah.
Somebody just tipped over. Something just tipped over my laundry basket.
Awesome.
Don't ask why I have
why
a laundry basket here.
Hey, it's Halloween, you know. Okay, I'll keep going.
All right.
I want to talk about Felt.
Okay.
A little bit. I went out to Felt Mansion, and I got to meet all kinds of cool people. And that's all there is about Felt. No. Felt Mansion. It's a mansion in Saugatuck, Michigan. The West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society, WMGHS, blah, blah, blah. www.geocities/WMGhost.
Yeah.
They put on Felt Mansion tours. And all the tours up until now have been like 3 hours, like where you would get a 3 hour tour, where you would, somebody actually did that last night. Anyway, we go to, they were all like 3 hours, where you'd go and you'd meet in one of the rooms, and then they'd tell the history and stuff, and then they'd take you on a little tour, and then you'd go out to the prison that's built on the grounds. An amazing history, well, then this one, of course, was all night. There were people who didn't like it, I think. And they left early. All I know is those tickets.
They left early?
But there were also the other side of the coin where people brought bedrolls. They brought those thin little mattresses and pillows, and they were ready to camp out in that mansion overnight.
That'd be cool.
So there were both sides of the coin. The thing is, those tickets, okay, they did this for $35. Okay, is what you had to donate to the Save the Mansion Fund. I would have paid $100. This night was phenomenal. It was nothing short of a total absolute blast. Nicole and WMGHS, they did an awesome, totally perfect job of this. And I don't know what probably the little group of naysayers, what they expected, but this was equally as fun as OSR. If not, it wasn't more fun. It was equally as fun. It was fun in a different manner.
Well, I know you mentioned something about naysayers. I know a lot of people, they hear all this talk, especially like Mansfield. I mean, I remember the first time we went there, they said, I remember somebody saying, one of the people that worked there said, you're about to enter one of the scariest places on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting over in the break area, and people were like, I didn't get anything on film. And I'm like, look where you're at.
Just like Dr. Ken said, though, most of ghost hunting is being in the right place at the right time.
And I agree. I agree with that 100%.
And as far as that goes, Felt Mansion is one of the right places.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, a lot of people think, I know a lot of people, and I'm not like I'm a huge authority myself, but a lot of people think that, you're supposed to just walk in there and just take pictures, and you're going to have people, just goody people, and they're looking at you.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of talk. I mean, we saw all kinds of crazy pictures when we were at Mansfield.
Yeah.
And we've heard, we talked to, what was his name? I'm sorry.
Dr. Ken?
No, gentleman.
Oh, no.
My short-term memory shot. We're going to get kicked for this.
Oh, he was awesome, too.
That gentleman took us everywhere. Gary? Larry?
I think it was Gary.
Gary.
It was Gary.
Gary
yeah,
Lawrence.
The one.
Gary
you
Lawrence.
Mean the one who, he took us up on, like,
yeah,
the,
up on
the roof,
yeah.
And then we
studied the sniper tower.
The architecture.
Yeah, the sniper tower, yeah.
Oh, and you get in trouble nowadays. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah,
if anyone was escaping, the guards had to, get them.
Told us about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. We sat up there for like an hour just talking about everything. And,
excuse me.
I mean, one of the things that ghost hunting I know that I've learned is it isn't always about just walking in there with a camera and expecting to get just a billion pictures of ghosts all over the place. It just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. I really wish it did. That'd be really cool. Because then it would just be like fishing. Your chances are you're going to catch a fish. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're if there's a fish down there and you've got the right bait that they want, you're going to get
one. Chances are, you know, if you bank fish, I mean, I go bank fishing. I can watch the fish grab the hook. I mean, if that was the case, I mean, that's what ghost hunting would be reduced to. That's what makes it what it is. Is that, you know, you have to be open. Your senses, all your senses have to be open.
Yeah,
all of your senses have to be open. I can't even. It's words right now. Yeah, it isn't
it's
always
going to get worse over 2 hours.
But I know, like we said, we talked to a lot of people in Mansfield. They're like, I didn't get anything. I'm like, well, regardless of that, if you're not tuned in, which is fine, look where you're at. I keep stressing point.
Mansfield's an incredible old gothic prison, and OSR is just an absolutely gorgeous. I'm sorry, OSR. Felt is an absolutely gorgeous mansion and grounds with a history that just you cannot. I mean, $35 is a bargain just to be. I mean, and that's a donation. It's like even tax deductible and everything. Mm-hmm. And $35 is a bargain for what you get. You get this all night, like basically run of the place,
mm-hmm.
and you get to talk with the people from WMGHS in the night that I went last night. Also, Southeast Michigan Ghost Hunters were there. Brad of SEMGHS gave a speech just before, you know, when we were all meeting in the ballroom, and he went over the kinds of things that you can capture on film, mm-hmm. and the kinds of things to look for, and basically, you know, said you've got to be open,
because mm-hmm.
if you're close, if you're like expecting nothing, you're going to get nothing. If you're expecting something great, you probably won't get something great. You should get something. And that place was, there were hot spots throughout the night. And, it was, I talked with so many people. One of the people who impressed me, and I only got to talk with her a few moments, was Pam. There's two Pams, actually. One Pam is, she's been hanging around Ghostly Talk, and she came out once with Eris, and we went on a ghost hunt, and I met that Pam at last November 21st at Jackson, at Reynolds Cemetery. And so she's been hanging around. That Pam impresses me, yes, but the one that last night, I only got to meet this other Pam for a few moments. She was she's a psychic, and she is the WMGHS like psychic lady, and she was doing tarot readings.
Oh, wow.
In the one room that's been fully restored already in Felt Mansion, and she was doing these readings. They were awesome. Evidently, I didn't get one because, you know, I was out and about doing all kinds of stuff.
Man.
But she impressed me to no end. We talked about vampires.
Very nice.
Yeah, I got to drop names. I'm like. Yeah, I'm reading Konstantinov's. And she's like, oh, he writes some really good books. And I said, well, that one ain't one of them. But I don't like that book. That book is so, I'm sorry, it's just so schizophrenic. But anyway, there's some good information. I'm enjoying it to some extent. And we talked about that. We talked about we only got to talk briefly because I was like, leaving at the time, and she was in between sessions. She was amazing.
Mm.
And of course, do you know who else impressed me? Well, other than, I mean, of course, Nicole is amazing. Brad is amazing. All the people I talked to are just amazing. But who else really impressed me was Nicole's father was there.
Oh,
he was amazing. He told we met him. I met him in the prison. We were in the old prison there. And we were trying to get together a group of people to perform what was termed all night the experiment. And evidently what they do is if you sit on the floor, it's not, the prison is like it's small compared, well, almost everything's small compared to Mansfield, but it's small, and it was like a minimum security prison, so it wasn't like, you know, lockdown kind of stuff.
Mm.
But the hallways are about the size of like high school hallways, and it's like about the same construction as a modern American high school kind of thing. Only it's a prison. And if you sit on the floor and turn out all the lights and be really really quiet, sometimes you'll get activity. You'll hear activity and you'll experience activity. And well, the first time we tried the experiment, for various reasons, we didn't get very much. But then the second time we tried it, it was a lot more interesting. It was very interesting. I mean, we heard kids upstairs, but there were no kids because Nicole's father was, you know, guarding the outside of the prison from anybody getting in. So it was really cool. And I also experienced something earlier in that prison where Eris and I were walking down the hallway, and there was nobody in front of us, but there were people behind us. And some noises happened in front of us, like somebody maybe dropped pebbles or something onto the floor. So we turn around, we're like, who threw something? Who threw something? And there were only three people behind us.
Mm.
And they're like, they were all like holding their cameras because they were fidgeting with their cameras because the reason we walked down the hallway in the first place was because they were getting orbs. And so they were all working on their cameras looking at the previous pictures. They weren't holding, you know, bags of pebbles or anything. And we really did hear, and we could see in front of us because we had flashlights on. And there was nobody in front of us to the end of the hallway, and we heard what sounded like somebody, you know, putting, you know, dropping pebbles onto the floor. Just I thought that was extremely paranormal, but of course I wasn't running my tape recorder because, you know, that's when things happen, is when you're not ready.
Well, we both know this now. You were talking about, you know, just talking to the people. Just talking to the people that run the place, that are in charge. And the majority of those people know all about the history of the place.
Oh, yeah.
Highly suggested, if you go on any of these hunts like this, it makes the quality of your visit there much, much better.
If you talk to the people.
If you talk, you'll take a lot more home with you, just besides maybe some pictures.
Well, I remember our first time at OSR. We didn't talk that much.
We didn't talk to anybody. And we got a lot of pictures, and it was great. We enjoyed ourselves. But the second time, like, we talked about it on the second OSR show we did.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what? We didn't do a whole lot of ghost hunting.
Oh, we did.
When we were there for 12 hours.
Fortunately, we knew right where we wanted to go because we had scouted it the first time. And we knew right where we wanted to go, where we wanted to hang out. And we also pretty much knew through emails who we wanted to talk to.
Uh-huh,
and then, of course, when we ran into Gary, didn't know we wanted to talk to him until that night. And he just, like, had all these wonderful theories and things about OSR.
Yeah, and it was we took a lot home that way.
We took more home by talking to the people than by actually doing the investigations. Because then, you know, I mean, just the stories, the things that's happened and the things the theories that they have, amazing.
We got to hear about Big Nasty.
Big Nasty.
We got visited by Big Nasty on that show.
Yeah, we did.
Big Nasty apparently knows how to use Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, he uses Yahoo and that.
I'll never get on. We haven't seen him since then, though.
No. Speaking of which, we are on Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, as
Ghostly Talk. And we're on AOL Instant Messenger as GT Talk Show.
Mm-hmm. So if you feel like saying something, if you got a suggestion or anything like that, feel free to pop up and say hello.
Yeah.
But we do find that talking to people more... When you go there, you learn. I mean, there is a lot more to it than just going and looking for ghosts. It is about the history, too, of the place you're at. We got another pop-up.
Do we know who Stuart is? Have I talked to Stuart?
Stuart is a friend of ours, actually.
Oh, he's the one who came up with those catchline kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was emailing us about that.
That's
hi,
cool.
Stewie. How you doing, man?
Hey,
actually, I talked to Stewie last night. He was at our drummer's birthday party.
Oh, cool.
And we got to talk for a few minutes. Him and his girlfriend, apparently they listen to the show every week now. So, thank you.
Totally cool.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I totally remember that now. Emails are interesting that way.
We got
everybody's popping up.
Yeah, we'll take some time. We'll read these.
Yeah, we got 2 hours.
Okay, somebody just popped up and asked us if... Feel free to email those to us, yeah.
Oh, you mean the pictures?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. GhostlyTalk@ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, send them over.
Also, I met Ghosty Girl finally.
Did you?
More paranormal stuff, or did you drop
what
something?
What broke now?
I met Ghosty Girl finally, and hey... And I met, who did I meet?
I feel like I'm so out. I couldn't be there last night, and I feel horrible now.
Oh, the thing is, I needed a pad of paper to write down everybody's name.
Oh, man.
You know, there were these two ladies. They pull up in the car. Okay, first of all, there was some kind of fiasco kind of thing going on in that somebody had planned to use the prison behind, or on the grounds Felt. On the grounds of Felt. There's that prison, and somebody had planned on using that for, like, a haunted prison event and like, a hayride kind of thing. And, of course, that couldn't really work out, but they were going to try and do it.
Uh-huh.
They were going to try and do both events at the same time. And then, at the last minute, evidently they canceled the Haunted Prison and Hayride kind of thing. So that means, unfortunately, they couldn't cancel all of the advertising. So the entire night, there were all these, like, you know, people wanting to go on that event.
Yeah.
Pulling up to the mansion.
Oh, no.
As far as they could, but they had closed the front gate. But they were trying to go to this event. We're like, you know, well, the WMGHS people were a little distracted by that because they had to go out and man the front gate and say, no, that event is canceled. You know, get out. And so
what are they waiting to say it though? Really?
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's not
nothing
their
here
event.
For you to see.
Yeah.
Bye.
But they couldn't cancel all that, so there's a little bit of distraction going on. Although they were going to try and work that out. They were going to try and make it so that, you know, if both things had to happen simultaneously, that that the folks who were doing the felt investigation could then go on a hayride.
Okay.
So we...
I think that's just too many. That's just too many people to try to...
It would have been
it
is a mansion and it's huge grounds, but yeah, that would have been too many people.
And I know hayride people as opposed to ghost hunting people.
They're a bit more
like
party.
Two different animals. Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bit more party oriented.
Well, we talked about that last weekend. We were around Custer. We went to
Morrow Road
last weekend, and we got to like meet a bunch of people from the hayride. Well, we really didn't get to meet them. We got to wave at them.
Yeah,
it was a great guy, like 1 mile a year.
They were going really slow down the road.
But they were partying.
They were partying.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I know there'd be somebody that was there last night that'd be like, hey, I'm trying to take pictures here. I'm trying to run EVP. I am trying to concentrate, and I can't have this drunk teenager running around here, you know, streaking the whole mansion. I can't have it. Because you know it would happen.
Right. It would turn into just... Yeah, mayhem.
Yeah,
but
you don't want
it was so there were some kind of things. You know, obviously, you know, this is a very busy time of year for folks such as us, and so they were trying to get as many things in as they possibly could for everybody because it. I mean, they're using that grounds for the community.
Yeah.
It's a community.
And all the things that go on there, that's just to keep the building up.
And
it goes on
in
Mansfield. It's to restore the building.
Yeah. Felt has one room absolutely beautifully restored. By the way, little history on Felt.
Ooh.
He's Adore Felt is his name. He he's the guy who invented the precursor to the calculator. It's like the adding machine kind of thing where you punch the numbers and then you crank a handle kind of thing.
I've seen those before.
Computron or something. I don't remember exactly what they're called, but you would punch in these numbers, crank a handle, punch in some more numbers, crank a handle, and it would add the two numbers together.
No way.
That's what he invented.
That's why he had a mansion.
Yeah, that's why he had a mansion. He had a couple of them.
There was
the one in Chicago and the one here.
Yeah, that was his summer home, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was built for his wife, who got to use the mansion, I think they said, for 3 days before she passed away.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's...
Beautiful place, though. So, I mean, if you're going to die, you know, die somewhere nice.
Well, everybody is going to, you know, pass on, but...
show me in a mansion and...
Yeah, I had a mansion like that to do it in, yeah, that's not so bad. But
not the Computron.
I don't know exactly what it was called, but it was the
anybody knows that, hit us with that.
The thing that you...
Comptometer,
whatever. Yeah. Cool.
You crank a handle.
Yeah, it had handles. I saw them. They had three of them on display.
It magically gives you the correct answer.
It magically adds
the
numbers.
You could just add, right?
Yeah.
Add and subtract.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if you can subtract. I didn't try.
You do, like, calculus on the thing, but... I mean, adding and subtracting, that's all you really use anyways, jeez.
Well, multiplying is basically adding over and over and over again, so...
It's a condensed form of subtract. I mean,
of addition, yeah.
I'm not going to talk... What is this?
Let's not talk math.
Ghostly talk.
Let's not talk math.
Ghostly talk.
Math talk. I'm ghostly talk. So that's how come he had that mansion. It has this fountain. There was activity at the fountain late in the evening. Okay, are you ready for this? Here's a ghost story, okay? We're on ghostly talk, right? I can play the wind. Remember that? Shh, kind of noise? Anyway, here's a ghost story. this guy is out by the fountain, and one of the WMGHS people, like, stepped out and was going to go out there and get him, but it turns out, like, she looks over, and there's two people at the fountain. But they were close together, like, they were, you know, like, perhaps getting, you know, like, yeah. Oh, this is romantic, we're out by the fountain, it's, you know, and that kind of thing, and so she's like, well, I shouldn't go and interrupt him. And she's like, I got to go see if that's you know, who I'm looking for. So she continues on. When she gets there, there was only one person there, and it was the person she's looking for.
Whoa, really? This was last night?
This was last night. Oh. I'm not kidding.
So this guy was getting freaky with a ghost.
No. He didn't. I don't think he was aware.
Scary movie.
I don't think he was aware that the ghost.
It can happen, man.
I mean, he thought of her, you know, of the ghost lady, but he didn't actually
see her.
Okay, let's talk about that. That's very interesting. So let's review first of all. She looks out the window and sees two people.
She stepped out the door, looks down to the fountain, and there's two people there.
At an intimate
close,
an intimate distance,
like
from one another.
Yeah, like a romantic distance. You know, like,
well, we're,
you know,
pretty close together right now.
We're not at a romantic distance.
Well, Will's pretty close.
It's not.
I will.
Oh no! We're gonna have paranormal controversy over that one.
No. She looks out the window and sees two people standing there, close together.
Yes.
Comes out. Sees one person.
She starts walking towards the two people, and the next thing
she talked to the gentleman?
Yeah.
And he said that he was thinking about them. Well, okay, I don't know anything about the legend around the fountain.
Oh, well, it's the same thing. It's the lady of the house, oh my gosh, we were Agatha? No.
Agatha?
No. I
anybody here?
Christy.
Come on, this is interactive. Let's go.
Door. Door and... We were calling her name all night in her room. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally...
Okay.
I'm totally out of luck.
Okay, I see.
Agnes!
I'm seeing some activity.
Agnes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you saw it already.
Thank you.
Agnes, he was thinking about Agnes.
Right.
Well, obviously he was out there to see her.
Well, he was probably, you know, hoping that Agnes would, you know, make her presence known, but, you know, because that's what you're there for, aren't you?
Yeah.
And so he was out by the fountain probably thinking, you know, Agnes probably, you know, saw this and liked it, or whatever he was thinking, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I believe he said he was thinking about Agnes. Meanwhile, he didn't know that anybody from WMGHS was like looking for him or walking down the path to the fountain to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just, you know, standing there at the fountain for all he knew. But then when the WMGHS lady says, you know, hey, you know, who was that who was here? Well, nobody. Well, I saw two people here and you're only one person. Where'd the other person go?
Interesting.
That's it. Isn't that wild?
It's completely wild. I'm just trying to put two and two together somehow and make up a theory.
And of course, nobody had, you know, they didn't take a picture of it because you don't think of that when, you know, you look down and you see two people at the fountain. You're not going to take a picture of that.
Yeah. Especially if they're, you know,
intimate.
Yeah, if they're like, yeah, at a romantic distance.
I can get you beat up. You
know,
I do that. I mean, from the person looking, their point of view, This particular phenomena is in her mind. It was obviously in that gentleman's mind. Okay. Now, we've talked about telekinesis.
Oh, you mean like perhaps they were just in tune with it at the moment?
Maybe in tune with it. Maybe it actually was happening. Maybe it actually did happen. We've heard stories about that already.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about things like that already. Maybe, I mean, there's a million ways to look at it. I mean, we could probably spend 2 hours on that. But I would just like that. That's what I'd like to think about. It's like, okay, how did this happen? Well, she was standing there, and you know, in one situation, she sees two people standing there. And oh, we got somebody else. Well, you could sell the pics on the net.
Well, if it was of a ghost, you could.
If you had
a pic of Agnes and anybody,
yeah,
You can probably sell that to National Enquirer, Weekly World News, CNN.
I mean, if she was looking over there and she just saw two people standing there.
You wouldn't take a picture of it.
I mean, it's just two people standing there.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's a ghost or not.
Right, and until she got up there and said, well, who was that? Well, nobody. That's when you know it was a ghost.
Yeah, and then that by that time it's
gone. Yeah, it's too late.
So
we have to take a break.
Yeah, we have to take a break. Keep that in mind, though. Think about that, people. That's something very peculiar. Like, how could that come about? How could something like that happen? It's more thinking. That's what we like to do.
I hate thinking.
Well, today I hate thinking.
Not in this frame of mind.
This is a job we've given ourselves to
think.
Thinking
bad. Oh, I know.
We have a responsibility every week to come here and do that.
So. Well, I say 51 weeks out of the year, let's think. But this week...
Today we're just going to puke
no
back information.
Thinking. Yeah, we're just going to... New information.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's Paranormal Scientific. It's Ghost Talk.
Ghost Hunting, My Ethereal Anti-Drug.
Alrighty.
We're not going to... We don't want any technical problems tonight. What's going on? Somebody can't hear us?
Somebody can't hear us.
Oh. I'll speak louder!
Just keep trying.
Keep trying, everyone.
Keep trying. Everything's looking great here.
Undoubtedly, we're packed. We don't have that many feet, live feeds.
Yeah, that could very well be the problem. It looks like the server's getting pounded on tonight.
Could be.
Look at the Halloween show. We should like have a Halloween show every week.
Every
full house tonight. This is great.
But
just keep trying. Fortunately,
they can't hear you say that, but.
Oh yeah,
it'll be on the archive.
Okay, just keep calling your friends, whoever are listening. Just pass the word around that we don't have a lot of
feeds
and bandwidth to run here. Sorry, so just listen to the archive. Anyway,
but yeah, we that was Felt Mansion. Oh my gosh, you guys,
I really feel like I missed something.
If there was, I don't know if it was a joke that the people who left early, if they were just joking around that they didn't even like it or whatever.
We see people get carried out of Mansfield.
Yeah, that's true. That's
literally
true.
Crying.
There were people
crying.
Actually, yeah.
And I kid you not.
Crying.
I mean, we're like laughing. What's wrong with you? I'm walking around here by myself. This is great. I love
but,
this place.
Yeah, there were people freaked out there. But the and there were undoubtedly people who were not satisfied with having the run of Mansfield. But the those tickets. There was a limited number of tickets that were available for Felt, and how many people can I count that, and I can count up to about 100, that wanted tickets to Felt.
Yeah.
And that after I tell them what an awesome time I had, are going to be like, you know, trying to sign up in January
for
next time.
That's
what
we want them to do.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Because
I still have to go.
I think they should. Yeah, but I think they should. I think they should raise the price.
Well, don't raise the price before I go.
I think they should raise the donation.
I just put my stupid little fanboy hat and walk up there. Hey, press.
we need to make press like little press things or something for ourselves.
No, I really, really wanted to go. Unfortunately, duty calls.
Did not work out. I know.
Rock and roll.
But it'll happen, and
I will be going as soon
and
as I can.
Felt is if I'm hoping that they can do the same kind of program next year. Undoubtedly, they learned a lot. I think this was the first year for Felt, and they undoubtedly learned a heck of a lot doing all this stuff. I hope and pray that they get the permission or whatever to do more overnighters, because.
That's the way to go.
The overnighter was the bomb.
Camping out overnight, that's just the best.
It was the bomb. It was
totally
cool.
You're fried when you're done. You need
to
recuperate.
Oh, yeah.
But those are the best things to do.
And about 16 liters of Diet Pepsi, yeah, to keep myself going.
Speaking of which, yeah, we've got to correct that second 2 liter.
I know, I see that. You
yeah,
want
we're getting a little low here, so, yeah.
So
yeah. Bartender, all right.
So we had, I hope they get like permission to do more all-nighters, because it was really the bomb. There was so much to do, so many things. I had a blast with of course, Eris and Pam, and a blast talking to everybody. They actually had set up food and stuff up in the ballroom for us.
The ballroom?
In the ballroom.
Wow.
And the ballroom was...
They give you hors d'oeuvres?
They would have
been hors d'oeuvres.
It would have been probably not, because they were sandwiches. So
were little sandwiches?
No, but you could have cut them into little sandwiches.
Then they would have been hors d'oeuvres.
Then they would have been hors d'oeuvres, yes. But they're not. They did have popcorn. But the...
it's finger food.
There you go. But we had... they actually set that up, which, of course, I did not...
You need that, too. You need to eat something. So you're up there that late.
It was a great idea.
Yeah, you got to munch on something.
Oh, man. I went back at, like, midnight or 1 a.m. or something, and we were, like... You know, eating any remnants of anything left. It was amazing.
Or scraping the bottom of the can.
Yeah, and we made another punch, because they had, like, punch set out. And they did everything. I mean, they even went all out, because they bought those gloves, like the non-latex surgical gloves that don't have the powder in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they filled them with water and made ice hands to put in the punch. I mean, they went all out for this thing, and they did displays in the ballroom. They basically only decorated the ballroom for Halloween. The entire rest of the house didn't need it. Well, it's haunted. Yeah. So what do you have to do, you know? But the ballroom, they decorated it up. They had tables and chairs and stuff. They went all out for this thing. They really, you know, Nicole, if you hear this, raise the price next year. You'll get it.
But not for Scott, though.
Oh.
Not for Will, either. Come on.
No, these tickets, they were so in demand that two people showed up, and these two ladies were phenomenal. And they showed up, they just drove out.
Oh, wow.
They knew you needed tickets. They knew that the tickets were sold out. But they called somebody, and somebody said, oh, just go, because there's usually cancellations. And they'll let you in. Well, they show up, and, you know, just bring cash, because they're not going to have, like, a charge thing. There's not going to be, like, you know, stuff there to do a financial transaction. So the ladies just, they pulled up, and they're like, hey, and I was standing with Nicole at the time, and she goes, here's the thing. We don't have tickets, but we thought we'd show up anyway in case there's cancellations.
Mm.
Well, of course, there weren't any cancellations, but she's like, you're here, come on in, let's have fun. And,
that's very cool.
You know, it was only two people, so,
yeah,
you know,
like
it was... If
the school bus pulled up, that might be a different story.
Yeah, but if it was, like, six groups of two people, it would not have worked out, you know?
Uh-huh.
But you know, they showed up, and they were phenomenal the entire evening. I saw them wandering around, investigating, and, you know, doing the stuff. They were serious. They were interested. Pretty much everybody I saw there was. There were, you know, it was interesting.
I'm sure there were some people that just came there to, like, just hang out.
Well,
you know,
how much is it? How much is it
hang
worth?
Out at a bar.
Let's talk about money. How much is it worth, do you think, to spend the night in a haunted mansion? On October 26th.
Will, help me out here.
Nicole, don't hear this?
It depends on who you are. If you are me, it's $35. No. Like, how much... because, like, if you go to a hotel, obviously a haunted mansion does not have, like, beds and sheets and maids and stuff like that. But it is, after all, a haunted mansion, okay? And so you got to bring your own pillow and bedroll and blanket and stuff like that.
Speaking of blankets, Jim's like all covered up over here. You're gonna be out in no time.
And so you have to bring your own stuff, but they do at least give you, you know, they give you some food and stuff, and they tell you about the place, and then they, like, let you at it. What's that worth? Realistically, I mean, if you go to a hotel, if you go to like Knight's Inn or Days Inn, or what do they call them now? Red Roof.
Microtel. I stayed at a Microtel in Philadelphia.
Yeah, $79.99.
Makes no. I paid $69.99.
Okay, $69.99 is what you paid for one person or two?
Two.
I'm calling Mrs. Lambert.
Shut up! Hey, you asked me. I told you the truth, all right?
Okay, so you got a bargain. You got $35 each.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, but I mean, for the room, I mean, if you were, like, traveling and you wanted to spend the night,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you had to spend the night, if you wanted to spend the night in a haunted mansion, how much do you think it's worth?
I'm going to go with $70.
I think
I'll
so.
Pay double. Right. I'll pay double.
I think so.
$70. Why are we telling you? Should have charged us $70 now, man.
I'll edit this out of the show.
I no, really, I would be, no, I, no. I mean, well, I would, $70.
I think they could get that.
Absolutely.
I really do. It's so worth it. And I had so much fun. And it was, they went all out. And they really could have commanded more.
Yeah, because they really, they don't need to do stuff like that. They don't need to.
No.
You go in, they can take your money. Okay, we'll walk around.
Yeah.
And then you walk around and you take your pictures.
Yeah,
and
if you need us, we're here.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, if you want to know about something cool, you know, maybe we'll talk to you. But no,
all they need. I mean, because it is after all a haunted mansion. I mean, how can you
exactly
go wrong?
I mean, that's all you really need. But I mean, to take that extra step, that's very cool. I really
they went all out,
especially
they
to
have,
let people in off the road too. That's very cool.
They
to
had
do that.
So much fun too. I mean, it looked like they had fun. It was exhausting for them all.
Oh yeah,
but they had fun as well. I'm sure they enjoyed the event.
Well, that's a passion in your work.
It was not. Know? Very conducive to actual ghost hunting because there were, you know, Mansfield is so big
mm-hmm.
that, you know, 50 people let loose on Mansfield, you may not see anybody except for in those
that's,
main
that's
areas.
That's like maybe one little block, not even that. You put one person in each one of those cells, you wouldn't even put a den in that place.
So, but yeah, the Felt Mansion, even though it's a mansion, it's, you know, much smaller than Mansfield.
Yeah.
But the, so 50 people, it's not conducive to like a really serious hunt,
mm.
but what it is conducive to is, first of all, spending the night in a haunted mansion. Ha! I mean, you
that's
can't go
cool.
wrong. It's also conducive to meeting all kinds of just amazing people.
Yeah, and that's really, we talked about it a minute ago, and that's really, you network.
Yeah.
Especially for what we're doing, we part of our job is to network, because that's how we get people to listen.
Well, there were actually people there, and you know, I'm pretty outgoing. I think I'm pretty outgoing, yeah.
No.
And there were some people there who actually snubbed me. I'm not kidding.
Really?
I was snubbed.
Mm-hmm. You got snubbed.
I was snubbed. Yes.
No, not Doug.
I swear.
You got snubbed.
Yeah, it was probably the same people.
See, if I was there when it happened, like, what? Oh, am I boring you?
Well,
oh,
do you
I'm
know
sorry.
What I was? Do you know what I was doing? We all go into the ballroom at the very beginning, and there were people standing in the back, and we were going to be there for about a half hour or so while they told us the history and all that kind of stuff. So there were some chairs lined up along the wall.
Yeah.
So I went over and I got a couple chairs, I went over to these folks who were standing there, and I said, hey, you guys, if you want to sit down, there's chairs over by our table.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just grab them. We can pull up to the table, or we can put them out here, you know, wherever you want. Let's go grab them.
Mm-hmm.
And they snubbed me.
They didn't know who you were.
Well, they didn't. I don't think they.
They didn't know who you were, though.
Well, obviously.
If they didn't know who you were.
Obviously, they don't listen to Ghostly Talk, but yeah. No, I have a feeling they. I have a feeling that they were out not necessarily to, you know, meet people and have fun. They were out to.
Oh, kudos for Doug.
Do whatever they had to do, you know.
Doug, you were awesome. I thought you were the nicest guy.
Well, I think.
Call
you.
Me.
Oh. I'm going to get beat up.
Right.
But I don't know. I was snubbed, and there were some people there who were there for, I guess, the party effect or the scare effect.
Obviously, you're gonna have your streams. You're gonna have people that are there to like woo, and then you're gonna have people that are gonna be there to just, you know.
Yeah, work. And you're also gonna have the serious ghost hunters. I mean, SEMGHS, by the way, serious ghost hunters.
They have a lot of fun
while they do it.
Didn't they pull up in a NASA shuttle?
Yeah, they have this mobile like operation unit. I swear. And
the FBI has cool stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
I should have took a picture because I don't remember if there was a satellite dish on the top of it, but I'm pretty sure there must be because they've got a mobile like you know.
We thought we were top notch. We went to Mansfield the first time, and you brought the laptop.
That was slick. Well,
we're going to load our stuff on the laptop, and then we're going to have plenty of space to go back out and take some more pictures. And we thought, well, hey, man, we're like at the...
Yeah, we're at the technology here, yeah.
We look like super professionals. And
apparently, we have to buy a trailer now.
Yeah, we're nothing compared to SEMGHS because they got it. They got... Well, they've been doing this for a while. And they really got it down pat. And they're really professionals. I mean, they are, like, top-notch. And they have a lot of fun while they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, but they're also extremely serious and very, very, you know, good at what they do. So
very cool.
I was really impressed. And Brad gave a fantastic speech at the beginning about the different photographic and audio things that you could expect to get.
I would have liked to have really been there for that, if anything.
And
he learned so much.
He also offered, he's like, if anybody has any questions about any of this, I've got pictures loaded on a laptop. Come see me. I'll show you the ones that are dust. I'll show you the ones that are, you know... No, it's not
the ice
cream man.
Cream, the ice cream man got a kicker box in the back of his truck.
Boom, boom, boom. But, and then I'll show you, like, a vortex. Mm. I'll show you the different things that I'm talking about. So he left the offer open. I don't know if anybody took him up on the offer. But he, I think he did an excellent job. It was all around, it was so worth it. So everybody... WMGHS, geocities.com/WMGHS. WMGhost. If they're allowed to do it again next year, which I'm pretty sure they will because they did really well this year.
Good.
It's just so worth it.
Very cool.
Are we going to talk about Halloween?
Yeah!
It is Halloween coming up.
We want to talk about that, though. I know you want to talk about that, and, you know, that's real stuff. I mean, Doug was out there doing it. Unfortunately, I wasn't.
I had to devote some of the show at least to that.
Oh, no, I agree.
It was a chance of a lifetime. It was... I'm going back if they'll have me.
Next time you go, I'm going to hopefully be with you, because I really want to go myself.
It was awesome.
And I do apologize, Nicole, that I could not make it.
But you moved.
I played last night and did all kinds of ridiculous things. What do we got here?
Oh, no!
Okay, I would have spent... Wait, okay. One of the people that went there last night apparently said...
They got dirt on me.
They got dirt on me.
This is the dirt, yeah.
I would have paid $100 just to see Doug with a spider mounted on his head again.
And you just might, because they did take a picture of that.
Dirt on your head?
No, a spider. This is
spider on
this
your
is
head?
Part of the festivities. They had this stuffed spider thing. I can't describe it, but it's about this big.
Okay.
How's that work on radio?
It's about this big. It could have been about this big. It was actually this big.
It was about this big and this tall.
Okay, let's illustrate. It's about maybe a foot in circumference.
Yeah, and about 6 or 7 inches tall.
It's a hell of a spider.
It was a party decoration kind of spider.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, and I put it on my head like a hat, and they took a picture of it. You know, it's a good, like, lampshade on the head kind of thing.
Okay.
Only
yeah.
I, because it was obviously a Halloween theme.
College days.
I had a spider on the head, yeah.
Please send that to Will at MissionGhostbusters.com. I want to have some fun with it.
I who am deathly afraid.
You didn't mention that to me.
I who am deathly afraid of live spiders.
Well, spiders are cool.
No, I do not like them.
I can understand that.
I do not like them. I'm diametrically opposed to what their goal in life is, which is to wrap me in a cocoon and suck my juices out. And I do not want that to happen ever.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, I have a snake, and really, if I was 6 inches tall, I'd be dirt. I'd be dirt right now. I wouldn't be anything because. It's the only reason a spider won't hurt you. They won't hurt you. I promise.
That's only
if you really startle them, though.
What they want to do to me versus what I want them not to do to me are.
Well, yeah, it's just the same thing as a snake, though. I mean, what they would like to do to me is grab me with their jaw, wrap around me, and squeeze the life out of me, and then swallow me whole. I still own one, though.
Well, I don't think about that.
And that's Pet Chat with Doug.
I don't think about that. I think about what spiders want to do to me, and I don't like it.
Put one on your head, man.
I'm not afraid. Well, that was a fake one. It was cute, though.
So you don't have a phobia. It was cute.
Yeah,
what
I don't.
Cute little spider. Put it in your spider.
It was fuzzy and everything. I really liked it. would have liked to have taken it if it was smaller, but it was for, you know, felt, so I couldn't take it. But it was so cute.
Please send that to Scott L. Send it to the Team MFPS address, please. Yeah, Scott L. at Team MFPS.
You have that picture.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I can be my desktop tomorrow at work.
We had a lot of fun. Okay, Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween's coming up.
Really?
What are you going out as?
A really sore guy who's been lifting boxes all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing the part well right now. I'm walking like an old man. So
I saw you trying to come down the steps into the haunted basement.
It took me like a half an hour, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's only five steps, people, too, by the way. That's pretty bad. Actually, I'm going to probably dress up as my mom again.
Yeah?
That's like my yearly costume. I just find one of her old dresses and throw it on. Put some eyeliner on, put on the stockings with Vans tennis shoes, and that's how I used to, when I was a bouncer, that's what I used to wear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd be at the, I tell, who greeted you was Scott with his big beard and his dress. And, for some reason, the numbers were low every year after that. We didn't get a lot of business. Sorry, Jeff.
They scared him off, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who are you dressing up as?
Well, not this year.
Why not?
Well, last year I was a hula dancer.
Really?
Shut up.
What?
You don't have pictures of that.
Will and Ghost.
No, this year I didn't go, because the party that I usually go to was on the 26th.
Dude, this girl loves you.
No, she doesn't.
I thought Doug was cute because he was fuzzy, too.
Hey, I even put gook in my hair or whatever.
What?
I put stuff in my hair for last night to make it all shiny and pretty and stuff. Yeah, I was a pretty fashionable
GQ Doug. GQ
yeah.
Doug action going.
And, but I don't know.
Wow.
Her... Is that your boyfriend or your husband that you were with? He's a lot bigger than me, so I ain't going to piss him off. No.
All right, well.
And he was pretty serious. I mean, he was not joking around.
About what?
Well, when he was watching, you know, people. You don't want to mess with him, believe me.
All right, well, God, I didn't do anything.
No,
I'm going to stop talking crap then. I'm going to shut up here because I'm going to get a pounding by somebody halfway across.
Husband.
Husband.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we just cut this bit right now?
But tell him hi for me, okay? Because I did talk to him briefly.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to be on his good side. So, what are you going out as?
Well,
or did you? You went to the Epic party last night, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And how was that, briefly?
That was a good party. It was pretty good.
$15.
Yeah?
All you can drink.
Yeah.
Bartender cut me off with 14 rum and cokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Nice.
Woo!
Nice work. Well, you took us out that one night.
You didn't even have a spider on your head or anything, did you?
No, actually, I will be dressing up. I wasn't able to get my costume in time, but
yeah,
I will be dressing up.
I have some spare dresses if you
want. Do you have anything in blue with maybe a nice little print or something?
I got this pilgrim's dress too. It's
awesome.
Whoa! It's got the big bow in the front and everything. It's horrid. Horrid.
I will be dressing up as Junior from 13 Ghosts.
Ah!
I didn't see that movie. So
I'm a little bigger than he is.
Well.
Just a little. Just a little bit bigger.
It's the time of make-believe.
Right.
All right.
Hey, and
Tom,
what about you, Jim?
Got the mask.
Are you dressing up?
I'm working.
You're working. Okay. Cool. Fair enough.
So we're all pretty much lame.
Yeah, that's it.
We're lame.
So Halloween. Where do you start? Okay. I read, for 2 hours of this condensed material about Halloween. I guess you start with the day it's on. Halloween.
This is an informational show, you know.
Yes. Halloween is on, not August, October 31st. It's actually All Hallows Eve, which is the day before All Saints Day nowadays. But it's all from Celtic.
It was ancient Celtic. It was predominantly Irish, where a lot of it came from, with a lot of the myths and the things they did.
Yeah,
For example, here's a good one we can throw out to people, which they'll get a kick out of this. How did the pumpkin come? How do we get the pumpkins?
You mean the jack-o'-lantern?
Jack-o'-lanterns and putting faces on a pumpkin. I mean, it's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Or is it a fruit? That's an interesting question.
Fruits have seeds, and pumpkins have seeds. It must be a fruit.
It must be a fruit. Okay.
But
so
I don't think it's either a fruit or a vegetable. I think isn't it classified as a gourd? Is a gourd a fruit or a vegetable?
Not much up on nutrition, obviously.
Well, if it's anything, it's going to be a fruit because they got seeds.
Yeah.
So there you go. Nutrition chat.
I would really like to get some. Have you had pumpkin seeds yet this year?
Yes.
I mean, not those ones you get at like the party store.
Well, that's
they're
what
like,
I had.
They're like caked like in like 3 inches of salt. Have you ever had those things before?
Yes. That's
it's
what
like
I
all
had.
Salt.
They
there's like
so some, bad.
There's a seed in there somewhere, and like
yeah.
you can actually feel like your cholesterol, like your heart, like tightening up as you're eating them.
Yes.
Those are the best. No, the real ones. You pull them right out of the oven. That's going to be part of this bit, too. We're going to talk about the good things of Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean,
my brother actually makes them every year, so I'll be having some eventually.
Sure,
get some?
Sure
all right.
I mean, just pulling it. There's nothing like that. My mother used to make those when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And right. I mean, we'd carve the pumpkin. I'd hack my hand open and you'd start screaming and yelling.
Sure.
And then I'd have you nursing my hand, and then the pumpkin seeds would be coming out of the oven.
But they actually, the beginning of that current tradition... was they would run around with
turnips.
Carved turnips.
With faces carved in them.
With, yeah.
And when they came over to the States...
they found that pumpkins were easier to carve.
They were easier to carve into, so they started using pumpkins.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, like, I mean, look at the pumpkin sales.
Oh, man.
I mean, every corner you go around here, somebody's selling pumpkins. You go to Arbor's for... CVS. That's a party store, a drug store here.
Yeah, it's a drug store.
They got a whole thing of pumpkin... F&M's. Party store around or a drugstore here. I went there with a whole stack of pumpkins out front.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not very impressive pumpkins. I mean...
No, the impressive pumpkins are at the roadside stands, up, you know, near where Will lives.
Can I throw something out?
Way north. Huh.
A few people out there may get a kick out of this.
Okay.
I actually was surfing the net the other day at work. And I was at this heavy metal website, like, reading news. And if anybody remembers the guitar player from Faith No More... he was a long-haired guy who looked like a motorcycle guy. People know who I'm talking. This is really good. I read that they're like, you know, they just decided to throw a funny story in there. And this particular gentleman, he left the band a number of years ago. But he was in Faith No More's real big time.
He was
a guitar player.
Even I've heard of that, yeah.
He doesn't play in Faith No More. He still jams. He still does stuff on the side. But his job now, he is a pumpkin grower. And he grows these big monster, I'm talking these big pumpkins.
Awesome.
Look for the guy's name. He's got his own personal website. I don't know his name off the top of my head. I wasn't a big Faith No More fan. But he's got his own little website going, and it's got his pumpkin growing things. He grows these monster. And he's got a picture of him chilling with a Coors Light with his huge pumpkin in the back of his truck. This pumpkin is... he won some contest. This thing is just gigantic. But his hair's all cut off, and he's got no beard anymore, so he wouldn't be able to tell who he is. I just wanted to throw that out. I thought it was kind of cool.
That's totally cool. And you know what? We have, like, what, 1 minute left before the end of segment one?
Hour one.
I know. I it's just absolutely wacko.
Well, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. We got plenty of Diet Pepsi left here, and I got plenty
of
cigarettes,
too. I know. Hour two, we can just crank right through and talk all about Halloween.
Okay, so that's a little teaser. We're going to go into hour two, and we're just going to talk about Halloween.
I think that's a good
idea. All the weird customs and the neat things and... a couple of superstitions, too.
We've got some
things you can do on Halloween to... and like heighten your experience. Me and Doug have something we're going to be doing here on Halloween. We're going to try.
Yeah.
You're going to probably laugh yourself completely stupid.
We are going to try something on Halloween, but in order to find out what it is, you're going to have to listen to hour two.
Okay, so we'll be right back.
Yep. I'm going to play a couple things in a row so that I'll know
so
where to
bathroom
cut
break.
It.
Yeah, bathroom break.
Yep.
There's like a movie, like 2 hours. So now this is intermission.
Yeah,
so
this
we'll
is
play
gonna be a little
music.
Bit of an intermission. Should I play some of that horrible MIDI music for intermission?
Please, absolutely. Oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom anyway,
cool.
So I don't listen to it.
All right.
We'll be right back in a second.
Yep, and listen up for hour two.
All right.